عن ابي خالد الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فان صدقا وبينا برك لهما في بيعهما، وان كذبا وكتما محقت بركه بيعهما. متفق عليه. We began the discussion on this hadith a few days ago with regards to this is one of many, many ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us guidelines with regards to earning one's livelihood. As we mentioned, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this hadith in his chapter Babu Sidq, on the chapter emphasizing the importance of honesty, transparency in a dealing as a Muslim. From this we learn the importance of us ensuring that when we earn our livelihood, that there is absolutely no element of deceit or doing another person down. We find that, as was mentioned, that this is our ibadat in deen is not only confined to the masjid, but if we earn our livelihood according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then like Allah Ta'ala rewards us for namaz, for tilawat of Quran, for zikrullah, etc., we will in fact be rewarded whilst earning our livelihood. In fact, not just rewarded, but very, very great blessings are mentioned in hadith. Like the hadith we mentioned the other day, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atajur as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin wa-shuhada." That if a person is a truthful and honest trader, then Allah Ta'ala will raise him with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada. Ulama mentioned, they say that through ibadat, through the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And if we are not careful, our financial and social interaction and dealing with fellow Muslims or with fellow human beings, one hand through ibadat we will get jannat, we will get close to Allah Ta'ala, and if our dealings are not right, then those dealings is what will destroy our ibadat and what will take us towards the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Unfortunately, we have a very, very lax attitude towards the acquiring the knowledge of the masail of business. A lot of times when you meet people in the masjid, people come and ask you questions about some financial interaction they entered into or some dealing they entered into. And you find that the person has absolutely no idea whatsoever of what is what in Islam is constituted as riba, as interest, what type of transaction or dealing in Islam is considered to be permissible or not permissible. A lot of times the person comes and says, "Maulana, I did this type of deal," and now the person is not honoring it. And when you listen to the type of deal the person did, from the very outset, Islamically, that transaction was completely haram, not permissible. It was what we call bay'a fasid. So this is why it is very, very important that basic masail, basic laws with regards to trade and commerce, before a person starts doing business, it is important that a person acquires the knowledge of this, goes to the ulama or read. Plenty of literature, authentic literature that is available with regards to the rules pertaining to Islamic finance, etc. And we should take the trouble of acquiring this knowledge. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was the Khalifa, we find very, very famous saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, "Man lam yatafaqqah fi ad-deen fala yattajiranna fi aswaqina." He used to say that person who does not have the knowledge of how to trade Islamically, that person who does not know the laws pertaining to Islamic trade, he should not trade in the marketplace of Medina. Many instances there were when Umar radiallahu ta'ala would find a person who does not know what the masail are, he would not allow him to trade. He would send him back to the masjid and he would say, "Go and learn the masail of trade before you can trade." There are many instances where Sahaba kiram, for example, once Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking in the bazaar of Medina Munawwara. He sees one person is selling milk. But what this person has done is he's mixed the milk with water. Mixing the milk with water would make it appear to be more. He was trying to earn more profit. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala looks at this person and he says, كَيْفَ بِكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ خَلِّسِ الْمَاءَ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. He says, my brother, tell me what is going to be your situation on the Day of Judgment when you are going to be commanded in Allah's court that separate the water from the milk. Are you going to be able to do that? What answer are you going to give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in the marketplace, person is selling wheat or grain. Wheat or grain that is dry is superior. That which has become soiled or wet is inferior. He has it in a container. The dry one is on top, the wet, the soiled one is in the bottom. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his hand into the container until he feels the wet one in the bottom. فَهَلَّا جَعَلْتَنَا فُوْقَ الطَّعَامِ. And he immediately asks this person, why didn't you put the inferior one on top? Why is the inferior one concealed and the superior grain on top? So he says, أَصَابَتْهُ السَّمَاءَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, it rained last night. It rained last night, so some got soiled. So what he did, he didn't want to reveal the defect. He hid the defect. What was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He said, that person who deceives in earning his livelihood, he is not from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Such a severe warning that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. So ulama say, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand, we find in hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَطْيَبَ الْكَسْبِ كَسْبُ التُّجَّارِ. He said, there is no wealth. Listen very carefully to this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no wealth that is more pure than the wealth that you will earn from your own hands. The marketplace, acquiring your livelihood, as we mentioned, as long as it is halal, as long as you are honest, as long as there is amanatdari, if you will acquire whatever wealth you acquire through that avenue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no wealth that is purer than that. Ulama have mentioned that man arada an yakuna kasbuhu tayyiban fa alayhi an yahfaz ala khamsati ashiya. Very, very briefly, ulama have mentioned that if you want your wealth and your earning to fall in this category, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the purest of wealth, and through your earning, you are earning not only your dunya, but you are earning your akhirat. Then they say that a Muslim businessman must ensure five things. A Muslim businessman must ensure five things. The first thing, Allah yu'akhir shay'an min fara'idillah li ajli al-kasb, wa la yadkhulu an-nuqs fiha. The first thing is that the earning of your livelihood must not result in you delaying any of the fara'id, any of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon you. Earning of livelihood must not result in you missing out or delaying any of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon you, nor should there be any deficiency in fulfilling the fara'id. Classical example. What is farz? Your salah is farz. Now ask yourself the question, is my involvement in my shop, in my business, in earning my livelihood, causing me to delay my salah? At times when I'm busy with the customer, do I delay my salah or do I come to the masjid on time? First thing, Allah's Rasul, Allah Dala in the Quran, when Allah Dala speaks of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does Allah say? رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. The first thing Allah mentions about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these are men who engagement in trade and commerce does not cause them to become negligent of their salah. So you want your earning to be halal, you want it to be pure, you want it to be a means of your earning your akhirat. First thing, don't let involvement in trade cause you to delay your salah, cause you to delay that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made farz upon you. Sayyid bin Musayyib rahimahullah was a tabi'i. He was a businessman. Yet what does he say? He says that for 20 years I entered the masjid before the azan was called out. For 20 years I entered the masjid before the azan was called out. And he says, in 20 years I never saw the back of a musalli in salah. In other words, every salah was made in the first saf. That is why I did not see the back of a musalli. So we want that purity in our earnings. We want that peace of mind. We want that contentment. There's the first point, ulama say, that let us ensure that on a daily basis, our involvement in our business does not stop us coming early to the masjid and fulfilling our fara'is of salah, fulfilling our ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner where we give some time to that. Allah give us tawfiq.